Oh, yes. I loved you. So many things. Safety. Words exchanged. Letters. I would cough, and the phone would ring, and it would be you, asking if I was all right. You could imitate me and make me laugh. You would buy me little things. When I made spaghetti for you, you were so grateful. Pavarotti himself couldn't have made better spaghetti. We were at a restaurant, and a woman came up to you, flirting, and right there in front of her, you laced your fingers between mine, showing her who you loved. But the most powerful was the tennis shoe. My God, I cried. After our week in the tropics, where we collapsed, ended a month later, not having spoken, you sent me a tennis shoe. I looked at it for days, not knowing why you sent it. Then one morning, barefoot, not knowing why, I slipped my foot into it. Sand, grains of sand still in it from 7,000 miles away, each one the size of a memory. I will love you forever for that second. I cried. I cried for us. But when we fell apart, you didn't understand that I would be back. That if you let me have my life, I would be yours forever. But everything you said and did, every touch at night and bed, every kindness, every loving comment had this sentence attached. Maybe now she'll love me. But it made you weak. And if I'm not going to love someone strong, why love at all?